Hello.
Hi, is that Christy? Christy Patterson?
Yeah, speaking.
Hiya, darling. Sorry I'm a bit later than expected. I just had to reset my headset. It's been playing up due to the internet today, so I do apologise. My name's Billy, and I'm calling from MMA Legal regarding your Scottish redress claim, as you explained. So before I go any further, I want to explain to you, we're not going to expect you to dig out evidence or anything like that. We locate your files for you, so the most important thing you will have to do is just do a brief statement so I have an understanding of what you've had to deal with. Is that okay with you, Mr. Patterson?
Of course. Thank you for helping.
No problem whatsoever. Now, you've got me there on WhatsApp as well, so throughout any of the process, if you want to track your claim, if there's anything you forgot to mention to me, or if you have any questions, do not hesitate to bob me a message over and I'll talk you through the whole process, darling, okay?
Thank you.
Now, I've got it down here as Christy Patterson. Is there any other names that I should have down for you at all, sir?
No, just Christy Patterson. It's C-H-R-S-T-I-E.
I-E. Perfect.
And Patterson with one T.
Perfect. And can I please ask you for your date of birth, please, there, Christy?
Yes, it's 19-2-73. That's 19-02. That's February 1973.
Oh, happy birthday.
Okay.
I do apologise, I'm so sorry for bombarding you today on your birthday, bless you.
All right, okay.
And could I please ask you for your current home postcode, please, there, Mr. Patterson?
Yes, it's FK3.
Yep.
8EU. That's 8EU.
Perfect. And what's the door number?
Number 17.
Perfect. And I'm just going to double check the postcode for you to make sure I've got the correct address on file for you. That's shown to me as Clyde Street in Grangemouth.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Now, could I please ask you, in regards to this claim procedure, whilst this claim is ongoing, it's not the case of them clutching at straws and hoping to have you refunded. As soon as we locate you as within the places we discussed today, then we will go for an evaluation based upon your statement and you will be made an offer apart from that. Now, that way, we can't give you a value right now. It would be wrong for us to do so, but we can tell you each case will average at 48,000. That's so we're not giving any false promises, but you can be looking over that mark, of course. Like I say, everyone's cases are individually different. Whilst this claim is ongoing, what we would require is a beneficiary. So basically, if the worst thing was to happen to you over the next few months with the claim ongoing, is there anybody within your family that you would be happy for this payment to go to on your behalf?
Well, it would be my daughter, obviously, my child.
Daughter. And is she over the age of 18?
Yes, she's 22.
Perfect. What would her name be?
It's Abigail. That's A-B-Y-G-A-I-L. And Patterson with one T.
Perfect. Thank you for that, sir. And could I please ask you, parents' names, do you remember what your mum or father was called?
Yes, my mum was called Caroline.
Was that Patterson as well?
Well, that was her married name, yes, Patterson.
And what was Dad's name?
His name was Patterson as well.
Patterson, no problem, that's perfectly fine. And what was his first name?
My mother got married twice, so it would be David Patterson.
David Patterson.
I'm hoping it's David. Because my mother got married... twice back in, I don't know, the 70s, obviously. And I guess we'll find out.
That's another question that we would ask you. So basically, a lot of people would really have different responses to this, but we do locate your files, and when we have access to them, that's not something they would give you back off their own accord unless you requested them and they would clutch at it. Now, we will give you the option for your records back. Would you like a copy of your files, or is that not something you want to make a decision on right now?
Well, it's not something I would like to think on that, if you don't mind. Thank you.
That's not an issue whatsoever. Yep, that's not a problem whatsoever, darling. Can I please ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all?
No, I've not got any terminal illnesses at the moment, thankfully.
Perfect. We just need to ask that question just because that's the only way we can do a fast track, just because, of course, this is for people now to go and have some sort of enjoyment and try and move on. And also,
there will be a lot of people out there that will probably be a lot worse off than myself.
yeah, like you say, every case is different. It doesn't make everyone's impacted in different ways, but of course some people have passed away now. They've not been able to get any sort of justice. And like I say to everyone you speak to, this isn't justice whatsoever. No money is going to take away what you have had to deal with, but it's the only way we can get you some sort of justice. We will make sure we go for the top end of that. That's why they wouldn't settle for anything less. You may get a call the odd time here and there from the department itself, and they'll say to you, we're going to pay you an upfront payment of, say, £5,000. Now, we would always advise you not to accept that. They can't do that once we submit the process for you, so don't worry. But that's what they have been doing. They've been trying to underpay people. Now, there's no reason to do that.
Try to get everybody nice and cheap if you want to.
Exactly that, as a settlement figure. So then basically you sign an NFA after that, so that means that basically you won't try and claim again. Now, that's happened to a lot of people, unfortunately. And
no,
that's
don't worry,
the claim
we'll not be doing that. We'll not be doing that, don't worry.
Can I please ask you, before you was popped into the care system, what area did you grow up in, if you remember?
I grew up in the Central Region Belt, which is in Grangemouth, the Central Region Belt. Central Region, they call it. Central Region.
Perfect. And I'm assuming would it have been Central Region who, their local authority, that popped you under the care system?
Yes, that would have been Falkirk Council, or the Falkirk, Falkirk Social Work Department.
Falkirk, perfect, thank Falkirk you for that.
Falkirk Social Work Department, yeah. I'd have been there. They love all my records.
How old was you when you were placed into the care system, if you remember?
Of course, I remember everything about it. That's a terrible thing about it. Just where you've seen this all coming out just now, it actually took me back.
And it's what it does to a lot of people, and like I say, it's something that you've kept away and you've bottled it up for so long. Now, once I have this discussion with you today, I appreciate you going into it most definitely, but just let me tell you, if there's anything that you need to get off your chest or even discuss with anybody, do not hesitate to bob me a message on WhatsApp and I will call you as soon as I've got 2 minutes there. That's because it opens a kind of worms, really. People have kind of bottled this up for so long now, and it's hard for them to get off the chest. And I know it's quite a hard ask for me to ask you to go into that conversation, but we need that in regards to the evaluation for your actual procedure. Yeah, can I ask you how old you was when you remember being placed into the care system?
Yeah, that must have been about 6-7 years old.
6-7 years old. And do you know why you were placed into care, or is that not something you're aware of?
Yeah, no, I don't, man. I know my mum's brought into care. Mum and dad couldn't look after me and my brother. My brother's the same as me. It was long ago in the 70s, it was a murder, and me and my brother were in the home at the time when it happened. So obviously the social work department come along and took the two brothers, that's me and my brother, into care immediately. I took it into care. Yeah, I must have been about 6-7 years old, yeah. Something like that.
So was it you and your brother that was placed into the care system?
Yeah, me and my brother as well, yeah. But we'll just go with you just now, and I can update you later with my brother's details, and you can take that further once we see what's going on here first, if you don't mind.
Yeah, yes, most definitely. That's not an issue whatsoever. Yeah, I was just going to say, you'll have me on WhatsApp as well, so of course, if you do speak to your brother, don't hesitate to pop me a message over. Of course, I can put him and fast track him up to see where you are up to, as it'll be a joint case. That wouldn't be an issue. So you said there was actually an issue at home where there was a murder situation, and then of course have taken you. And was it just you and your brother that lived at home, or did they leave anybody else at home?
Yeah, obviously it was just me, my brother, and my mother that lived there. So she split with her husband at the time, this kind of thing, and it was some sort of party that they had, and me and my brother, we were just in our bedrooms or bed or whatever, you know, and a big fight broke out in the house, and people were getting hurt very badly. Let's say, if you want me to be realistic, people were getting stabbed and things like this. And one person died, and another person was nearly died. It was terrible. So that's what put us into care.
Into the care system, that's the reason why you went there. And the first time you were sent into the care system, do you know where they placed you?
Of course, I can the names of the homes and everything.
Bless you.
Just give me a second, please.
I'm so sorry about that. Take as long as you need, and if you need me to do this call over a few days, I'm more than happy to do so. I'm here to take it as it needs.
Thank you. First home is called Weedon's Hall. That's Weedings, as in Weeding, Weedings Hall.
Was that Weedings? It's Weedings Hall.
Yeah, Hall, Weedings Hall, yes, Weedings Hall. And that was in Polmont, and that's in the Central Region Belt as well. It's in Polmont, and that's just next to Falkirk, if you want to say.
Well,
that's in the Central Region Belt as well. So that was Weedon's Hall. We spent two years in Weedon's Hall to start with. We spent 2 years there. And then we were transported to another home in Stirling called Devon Vale.
Devon Vale?
Devon Vale in Stirling, yes, Devon Vale.
In Stirling.
Devon Vale.
And how long I've had people speak to me regarding this place previously. Yes, I've already had people run cases from here. Can I ask you, how long was you in there for?
2 years.
2 years. And where did they place you from here, darling?
After the 2 years in here.
Sorry.
Yes, after 2 years in Denville, they shipped me up to a home in Balfron. That's Balfron in Stirling. It was a secure school, and I spent the next 4 years in Balfron. The school name was called Balakin Rain.
I've heard of this a lot of times.
I can do it. I spent the next 4 years in here till I was like 16.
Till you were 16. And at the age of 16, darling, did you then go off on your own, or did they keep you in there? Because I do know that they was known for keeping children until they was 21 years old.
No, when I turned 16, they kind of kicked me out the door. Obviously, back then, you were kicked out the door. You didn't have any social work or any, like...
You have no help, or and not only that, you're not having any education or the correct curriculums.
Some care package sorted, you know. There was no care package sorted for leaving.
Or not even any guidance.
Yeah, when you were 16-year-old back in the care home, there was no care package, or... To be honest with you...
When I've spoke to people now in regards to this, people will undertalk it. You'll have people, I've not even gone into what you've had to deal with as of yet, but I just know by speaking to you, it had very bad effects on you. And the places that you have mentioned to me, in the most professional way I can say it to you, when I hear these places, it gives you goosebumps because you know what kind of stories are coming from these kind of places, because they were doing it to so many different people. And I can't believe how long they got away with it, from the police, from the government. Now, I'll say at this moment, a lot of people worry because they'll say these places aren't open anymore, or a lot of these people have passed away now, or they've been convicted. It does not matter, because the reason for this is, be's all and end all of it, is the government that's failed you. Taking you away from your parents and not making sure that you've got the correct curriculums or putting you into the correct places to begin with is neglect. You had children stood on the roadside getting taken home from the police at 4 a.m. in their underwear, and the police didn't bat an eyelid on why this was happening. Well, they did, but they brushed it under the carpet because it was a money-making scheme. And unfortunately, we wasn't aware that how much money that they was getting provided from the government for having children kept into the care systems. And it was an ongoing cycle where they was then making them believe it was behaviour issues and things to not release them. Now, there's no excuse whatsoever. They should not have been acting the way they was against these children and yourselves. And not only that, you should have had some sort of support throughout this procedure to make sure that you are okay, considering what happened at home as well. And it seems to me you've been neglected from the get-go, and I am very, very sorry that it's taken this amount of time for you to have some sort of acknowledgement. But I'll reassure you, I'll do my very, very best to get this put on the system today, and I'll secure this account for you right away.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know whether right now, if you feel comfortable enough to go into certain memories regarding these places, or if you would feel more comfortable to text them over to me on WhatsApp, that is totally up to you. But all I need from yourself, darling, is you would have had a link sent over from me about 5-10 minutes ago. It would have come through to your email, and it would have come through to your mobile number too. Now, that's just a link to say that you're happy for us to submit and locate your files, because we can't get anything going without them.
I'm all out of place for them. I've got 10 years of that.
Would you be able to just click on that link and return it for me? I can talk you through it, please.
Is that in my emails? Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be in your email, and it would have been sent to your mobile number too about 5 minutes ago. What I'll do is I'll resend it. Let me just go into the office. Give me a second. You've got it. Perfect. That's brilliant. If you have any questions regarding it or anything, just ask me and I'll help you and talk you through it.
There's Soho sign, Billy. Which must be your email. Yeah, so just click on that, yeah?
Yes, please. It's quite self-explanatory. I'll ask you to accept the cookies and things before the page will let you move. If you just make sure you accept them for me.
Right, that's me. I'm inside the document now.
It'll ask you to pop your signature in one or two of the boxes. Usually it pre-fills it for you a lot of the time as well.
Yeah, it's pre-filled. Obviously, I'll just go right to the bottom of this.
Yeah, and then there'll be a button saying finish or okay.
Let's just check that. Loving a woman, signature. Spinning.
That's come back through, darling. That's just come back through to be a lot faster than probably what it has for yourself. So that's better.
Yeah.
That.
Brilliant, that's brilliant. Thank you for that. Thank
now, of course, before you're paid out, the solicitor will always give you a call and make sure that you at your correct address and things like that before the check procedure, and they will ask you then if you would like a copy of your file. So do not worry whatsoever, thinking they'll just get, they'll never just send them out to you, because a lot of people don't really like to look into that information. Some people don't understand what happened to them from such a young age, so they would like it back. But we'll always give you that option to give you that back, because that is your documentation at the end of the day, okay?
I don't know if this could be any help to you at all. I do have a small documentary made about me on the internet, on YouTube.
Can I please ask you for that?
Yes, if you just type in, if you go on YouTube, if you type in Christie's Story, that's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E, Christie's Story, and put W-E-R at the end, and you should come up with a picture of myself.
I'm going to add that onto your file, because you don't feel like things like that will help, but they definitely will.
Yeah, just to show what I've done to try and help myself in the future now, because I had to go and get educated, I had to go and learn how to read and write again. Because of the children's system, social work department and that, if you actually watch the documentary, you'll see that I come out of here when I was 16-year-old. And didn't have a chance, and I actually ended up in prison for 12 years after that, where I become a heroin addict, and my life was ruined for the next 22 years when I come out of the home, eh?
Fortunate. Seems to me you've got your life back on track, and I'm going to make sure that somebody does let you know that I'm most importantly very proud of you, because having this conversation with you now, I understand it's very, very hard. It's PTSD. It's bringing back a lot of memories and a lot of feelings.
Thank you. Thank you for being so patient.
Do not worry whatsoever. And if there's anything you ever need from me, even if it's not during working hours, I have my work mobile with me at home at all times. Now, of course, I'm more than happy to pick up the phone and have a conversation with you at any time. I've made a relationship with my own clients at this moment in time, because you have a lot of people who have not got anybody to turn to now. Now it's opened a can of worms for them, and it's worrying them. And, of course, it haunts them. So I have conversations daily with different people. The reason I couldn't call you earlier is because I was actually having a conversation with a client that I'd done 4 weeks ago, and that's just making sure that she's okay and staying on top of things. So if there's any reason that you're down, or if there's anything you want to get off your chest, or if you want to have a little chat about where your claim's up to, just say, hi, Billy, are you free for 5 minutes? And as soon as I've got that 5 minutes spare, I'll give you a call straight back, darling, okay?
Oh, that's great, Billy. No, I've actually got some, got my own daughter. And I've got some good people around about me, so I'm actually not too bad.
Most definitely. Now, if you wasn't any sort of good person in any way, shape or form, these people wouldn't be around you. And what's happened to you is not an reflection of what you are. You've got your own children now. You've got your life back on track. And this money that we're going to get back for you is for you to go and enjoy your life now. Go and have a holiday. Go and do something that you will enjoy and take the weight off your own shoulders. Go and actually spend some pure time into yourself now.
I've never been on holiday, Billy. I've never had a passport. I've never had a passport or anything. I've never been on a plane.
Very bad
told
on you.
I've had a bit of that.
Can I ask you, when you was in Weedon's Hall, did the abuse start there?
You were always getting abused, man. You know, it's like you were always tortured. And you were locked up in rooms, beaten. We had to actually go and steal food to eat sometimes, you know. It was quite bad. It was just stealing food. I can mind when we used to go to the where to go on Tommy Ware. You sneaked into the kitchen because we never had any food, man. I know how freaking bad it was.
Sorry to hear that. Did they keep you and your brother separated in Weedon's Hall, or did they let you stay together?
They let us stay together for a wee bit, and then they separated us.
Because you shouldn't have separated siblings as well, with them being together.
Separated us. I know that's bad. You need to keep children together. You know, if you've got kids and like you're going into a home and somebody's getting fostered, again, there's not so much you need to do that. Just keep the kids together.
Most definitely shouldn't keep them separated whatsoever, but they don't, because they know that the children then are going to act upon that. And then, of course, with the behaviour issues, they can keep them in the systems and things. It was all manipulated, and they would impact the children, so the children would respond in a certain way, so the police would look at them like they was having behavioural feral kind of issues, or unruly issues.
If anybody wants to hear two stories about all the three homes have been in, that's probably get rain, death, veil. I mean, it's all... I've got some stories that just scare the parts off these.
Can I just ask you, with the Weedon's Hall, just so I can get stage by stage for each home, was the staff in there, was they ever abusive to you, like in regards to hitting you?
Of course, that was a regular thing, you know what I mean?
And restrain you with things.
I was obviously a difficult young boy at the time. Me, I was locked up, like, in rooms, closets. I was locked up everything. You know, I kept breaking out of them. I was destroyed.
And can I ask you, do you remember any staff members' names or anything from Weedon's Hall?
That's a bit. I can mind their faces.
Don't worry.
I can't get any names. Don't worry at all.
Yeah. Is there any other memories from? I've got the basics in regards to how they treated you there. Is there any memories from your time in Weedon's Hall that you would like me to get jotted down for you? Don't worry if you can't think of them right now. We can always come back to it at any time.
Being honest, as Weedon's Hall wasn't as bad as I would say.
Not
as Balloch and Main School.
I've heard that is probably one of the worst places there, and I think it was called Balrossie, if I am correct, as well.
That's one of the worst places, you know, being so young, 7, 8 year old, you can't remember that no more, you know, Weedon's Hall.
Not acceptable whatsoever. Can I ask you, when you went to Devon Vale, what happened to you there?
All right, well, me and my brother did make it to Devonvale together after the first 2 years in Weans Hall. And, excuse me, we were put in, obviously, secure room and stuff like that. And but we weren't the best of children either there. We were breaking out the place, we were smashing the place up, we were getting secured, we were getting put in cart positions, you know, we were getting tied basically chairs, if you want to say. We were bad children, but the one they getting treated properly, you know what I mean?
Was the staff vicious again here? Did they be forceful?
Oh, like, the staff were vicious in all the homes.
Yeah, can imagine.
In all the homes, and were vicious in them all.
In Devonsdale or in Weedon's Hall, can I ask you, did any sexual abuse happen here from any of the staff or children?
No, I can see that. No, nothing like that happened. Maybe
no problem,
if I come here to start with, I
just have to cover that question. Did they let their children get involved?
There is one in Balloch and Rain, though. There is one in Balloch and Rain, if that's what you're looking for.
Let me get one here for you.
Balloch and Rain. There was an older gentleman.
Was he a staff member by any chance?
I used to get a little home at the weekend sometimes. They would let me go and visit my mum once in a blue moon. And this guy used to run me down to the bus stop and that.
Same person that I've had a conversation with somebody else as well. That is the exact same situation when he was going home on weekend visits. That's when it was
I'm not going to get into it now because it'll be too upsetting for me. But I've got that there for you in the pipeline. I even can McCarty hard even tell you the car. I can tell you what it looks like, but I can't fucking name. Excuse my French. You know? As bad as you can tell him, you can tell me it looks like. You tell McCarty drives. It was the same car every freaking week, man. Well, again, when you went out like. Yeah.
Can I please ask you, whilst we're still on Devonvale, can I please ask you here, was it the case where the children would also be quite vicious towards you, like any of the older children or anything like that, or was it all the children stick together?
It was a strange one, because like, me and my brother were so destroyed as children at the time, after witnessing these mothers and that, and it's hard to tell, to be quite honest.
Don't worry. Do not worry. And was food always an option in Devonvale as well?
Oh, Devonvale was terrible, aye. It's terrible place. The scary old house, man. I mind it like yesterday.
In regards to showers and things, did they ever put you into cold showers or baths or anything like that, or assist you to the showers?
Oh, we were forced and pushed into showers and that, told to go and wash. I was forced to do that. Well, they stood and watched us, Yeah, I mean,
No, you carry on, go on, sorry, that's me.
Yeah, because me and my brother were quite bad children, obviously. They would stand and watch us constantly. They'd watch us dress, they'd watch us undress, they'd watch us shower. You know, I was making terrible eyes, and obviously my brother could do that as well.
And obviously watching, not nice at all.
Not good.
Can I ask you, in Devonvale, did you stop your weekend visits there as well, darling?
Never had any. The 2 years that we were there, we never got one weekend visit going home to your mum. 2 years of nonsense. And even when we were in Sweden's Fall, 2 years there, and never met a real tense.
And then from Devonvale, you was then placed into Balloch Rain.
Balloch Rain, aye. I was chalking, and I was only there maybe about 6 months a year. Then I managed to get a visit to go home and visit my mum.
Only a couple of visits.
I didn't really get a visit for the first, 4 or 5 years when I went into care.
First 5 years. When you went into Balloch and Rain, can I ask you, did anyone settle you in or make you feel comfortable or anything?
comfortable.
Not, I wasn't made comfortable, not was I.
That's great.
Not with it, no. I can actually mind the room I was locked in. Got the top floor, right in the corner.
And can I ask you, was the guy who would do the sexual assault to you when you go home on the weekends, was it the case where it just be on the weekends, or did he ever try and come into your room at night or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. It was always on the
weekend.
When I was going to the bus station to get my bus, you know. And that's whenever we'd try it and how, you know, we'd try it back, yeah.
Sorry. And do you remember his name at all?
I don't know. And I know his car, I remember him at Canny.
What car did he have?
Aye, so this is going to be back in like, this will be traceable, that's what I'm saying. This is going to be traceable. He drove like a, what do you call it, a Nissan Bluebird, right? And it was blue. And the Nissan Bluebird, I believe, only come out in the late 80s, start of the 90s or something like that. So we just need to track down. Somebody had a Nissan Bluebird and he was like a fat, stocky wee guy, bald head, moustache. Yeah, like weird look.
And I don't want to keep you on that topic. You give me enough information there. Don't worry about that, darling. Can I ask you, in regards to yourself here, what was the punishments like? Would they restrain you and sit on you, or would they keep you locked in the hallways or anything at the night time?
Of course, yeah, you would be restrained, put on the ground. There'd be two or three members of staff on top of you, of course. That happened regular. That was a normal thing for these homes. You know, that was normal. You know, then...
Did they ever take anything out of your bedroom or make you stay on a mattress or anything or leave nothing in the bedroom?
No, there was nothing in the bedroom. It was just beds, and they'd forget to say that all doors were locked securely all the time. All bedrooms were locked, and even in Balakin Rain, if you had done something wrong or made a mistake as a child with an accident, you were locked in a room in Balakin Rain. You know, I mean, you were physically locked in a room with a bed, and that was your room, you know. Balakin Rain was bad for this. Balakin Rain had an excellent record for kids going to school and being at school. It was a sham.
No education.
Right, listen to this one, right? Because the home, Balakin Rain home for children, had a school inside the home, so it meant that every person, every kid in that school was technically at school every day. We weren't at school every day. There was no school. You see the teachers from Balakin Rain, man. I mean, with the English teacher, rough guy, moustache and all that again, he would come in with animals and that, start chopping them up in English class. This is what we're getting for English, can't it? Like, come on! Then at playtimes, most in Balakin Rain School, most of the children in Balakin Rain School come from Glasgow, right? I was the only kid that come from the Central Region Belt, and like, it was all like heroin, cocaine. This is what we're talking about back in the 1890s in this school. I was going at playtime, obviously, probably meant to be from school, at playtime, and then the kids from post office, Mary Hill in Glasgow, sitting there hitting up at 15-year-old. That's the kind of things that I would just be seeing at my young age, and then Balakin Rain. Yeah, this is all recorded, isn't it?
Yes, but all of it is recorded, most definitely. Thank you so much for this information. You would be shocked as well, because in regards to this, you possibly have been in, I've probably had about 20 different clients over the last 2.5 weeks who have been in this place, and they're possibly all around the same age as yourself. Now, the story in regards to this small, fat, stocky member of staff that was in this within this school, I've heard this story. Never had the car. I've had the blue car, but we've never had the make and the model.
It's a Nissan Bluebird. Big long pointy nose one too. I can picture it. I can actually find a picture for it if you need it.
Something that you've had to do, go through that.
Can I
ask you here, did they provide you with cigs or drugs or alcohol yourself?
No, nothing like that. No, I didn't see anything like that. No, nothing like that, no.
No problem.
No.
So if I am straight to the point with you,
go on then.
With this information you've given me here, you have you've had no support throughout your whole time within this care system, and also from being at home as well. You have totally been failed. Now, speaking to you now, it still makes you emotional.
And remember, I've got my brother there as well, he's done years as well.
And of course, you're having to deal with the impact it's having on you as well, you're watching it to your siblings as well. That's something that you'll never, me being an elder sibling myself, that's not something I would ever possibly able to take out of my mind, and it's not fair that you've had to live with that. Now, just speaking to you alone now, I understand you definitely do. Whether you've been diagnosed or not, you are definitely suffering with PTSD because of this and these memories, and it is something that's impacted you your whole life. Can I please ask you, you said earlier to me that, of course, you've taken the wrong route after this, and of course, you didn't know any better. You ended up in prison, and you ended up on heroin and things. You've got yourself back on track at this moment in time, but it's not something that will ever, ever fade away. Can I ask you, is it something that does make you feel anxious, and do you feel like you can't build relationships with people and you struggle to trust people?
Well, to this day, I love myself. I live alone. I can't deal with other people, you know, really. I have a job. I go and do my job. My job's fine. I do a perfect job of what I do. And then every night, mostly I sit myself, you know, I don't have many friends, you know, it has affected my life, put it that way, because I've been in prison, locked in a room, by myself, because I've been in a home, locked in a room,
by yourself,
for years and years and years, I'm doing it now, to myself, right now, as I'm talking to you on the phone.
Now, I understand this, and I can reassure you, I am going to go ahead fire away right now. The solicitor has just walked right in front of me, so what I'm going to do is, we can only fast-track a claim in regards to your age. If you're over the age
I'm in the hurry. Billy, take your time. I'm in the hurry last August, so I'm not going to do it. I'm all right. I'll look after myself. I'm all right. Just take your time. There's no hurry last August.
What I am going to do for you is I'm going to pop a password on the account. So if anybody calls you regarding this case at this moment in time and they don't know your password, pop the phone down on them. Do not provide any information to them. Now, what's your favourite football team?
Football. Celtic.
Celtic. My family's brought me up to be Rangers. You're not going to be happy with me. Because all my family, my mum's side of...
But I'm just picking a team because I know Celtic in nature.
Well, I'll pop Celtic as a password for you, just so you know that if anyone calls you.
If you know Ballachinreen in School in Devondale in Wiens Hall, these are all Protestant homes. These are all Protestant and taught by the Bible and Jesus and Sunday School. I've got hanged out, but just blow your mind about these places.
Yeah, there was. I don't think it was Ballachinreen. There was another place where they'd sent a client of mine, and they'd sent him there, and he was the only Catholic within the Protestant, and they made him wear a green band on his back.
That would be even worse than a pure Protestant church in Scotland home. You know,
well, it really was for him, and then they singled him out and they made him wear a green band on his arm every single day, which meant he was targeted.
That boy better got helped and sorted out and squared up, I tell you. That boy got tortured.
Unfortunately, it is the case of that, and it's horrible, you think, and the staff turning blind eyes to it. People, I can't believe, it's inhumane, the people that was getting away and doing this stuff. I don't understand was there any sort of rights and to do this to children and watch them suffer like that, whether they're cheeky or not, whether they're behaviour issues or not, they've got to give them the right curriculums and help them. Because if they're only going to treat them a certain kind of way.
Yeah. Well said, then. Well said.
Now, what I need from yourself, darling, do you have a driver's licence or a passport or a provisional or anything like that at all?
Of course, I've got a driver's licence, as I told you.
Yeah, you said before you didn't have a passport. I'm sorry to say that. The driver's licence will be fine because it'll have your address on there. Now, we just need a picture of that. Could you send that over to me on WhatsApp, please? This is just to make sure that it is you that's making the claim and you are registered to that address for the check procedure. Would you be able to send that over to me on WhatsApp after this call?
Yeah, just keep talking. I'm just looking for my licence.
So that is all that I need from yourself at this moment in time for me to go ahead and get this case submitted over. What happens from here now is the solicitor will request your files. Now, it'll take about a week or so for them to actually acknowledge it, and you'll then get...
I'm saying that's quite quick, a week.
Yeah, so because the solicitors go full force straight away. They don't hold back in it, because the longer they hold back in it, the longer you're going to be waiting, and they want to get it back and get every case submitted as long as possible, because the Scottish Redress Department are going to hold off as long as they can as well. Now, within like a week or so, you'll get an email with your redress number, just so you know your number's on the portal there and everything's in process. And as soon as they locate your files, that's stage one. Stage two is them looking through your documents, proving that you was within these places. And stage three is them going through your statement and making you an offer. Now, Scottish Redress can only accept the offer. If we say you're due back £78,000, they have to pay it out. If they try to dispute it, we will take them to court. You will never have anything to do with that. And then they'll have to pay court fees, and they'll have to pay the £78,000 to you as well, which they'll need to do. So that's why... What we've got to take
talking to. Talking about court fees and that, but talking about court fees, obviously, I would expect you, if anything comes of this, you would get a percentage at the end of that.
So, the legal team are on no win, no fee. So, if it's unsuccessful
it's
for any reason...
Pro bono.
Yep, so if it is successful, the maximum fee they'll take is 16%, which is 1/6.
They can have 20% if they want. I'm not bothered about money.
The maximum is 16%. That just covers the wage that they do. And the reason for that is because you can either go through redress yourself and you'll get paid £10,000. Now, through a solicitor, the minimum is £48,000 after they've taken their fees. So you will always get three times more. But the 16% is the maximum fee that they can take. They can never take anything more than that, which is 1/6.
All right, well, that's really nice. I'm 1/6 is all right. The way I see it, though, Billy, it's not really about the money for me. That you could take 20% if you wanted. Now, it's not about the money for me in this one. Again, it's like, as you say, I'm stuff on PT. Yes, whatever do you say there? I guess I am.
Yeah.
I suppose I'll need to go to the doctor and talk to the doctor about this now.
Well, if you feel like you're doing, you feel like it'll get you some help, I would definitely say just... get some things off you. Even, like I say, just speaking to me, I say I'm no therapist, but a problem shared is a problem halved. And just having a conversation after so many years, you possibly won't feel it right now. But in a few days, you'll probably feel like a big weight's been lifted off your shoulders just because you've had somebody that understands. I know I've never been through it myself, but I've spoke to so many people that have been through this. I do feel what you have gone through, and it is horrible that you have gone through this. And I just want to let you know, as many times as I can do, you're not alone now. You've got, even if you want to get anything off your chest, you just message me and I will give you a call as soon as I've got 2 minutes, darling, okay?
That's no worries, Billy. No, thank you again for your help. It's been
no problem whatsoever.
It's been emotional.
It has, but I can it'll be me that you'll be speaking to throughout the whole process. If it's not me, it'll be the solicitor, Matthew, anyway.
Billy, I'll pass everything through you, lawyers, everything. I'm not interested in dealing with somebody else. You seem like a really genuine, honest lassie.
Well, passionate about this, because I just think nobody should have had to deal with this. And if I can get it back, I've done sales for so many years, and this is something that I'm quite passionate about at the moment. We've dealt with car accidents and things like that, but you're never getting people justice.
Yes, I hear that from your talking today, Billy. You're really, really on top with it, let's say. Really on top with it. Well done, you. Well done.
Thank you so much for that. So I'm going to go ahead now and get this submitted. Now, for you go and relax yourself now. Go and have a nice drink. You've had a nice day at work. You go and have a hot bath and relax yourself. I'll get your case submitted over. And if I don't speak to you tomorrow, because I'm in till 12:30 tomorrow, if I don't get back to you, it's just because I've got a hospital appointment.
I'm just saying, just WhatsApp me if you can't get a hold of me. Just WhatsApp me.
Perfect. No problem. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for your time. And I can reassure you I'll get this submitted off right away, darling.
And remember, it's my birthday today.
I know. Happy birthday. Yeah, go and get yourself some nice food and go and have a chill. Go and see your children. Or go and pop a film on. Get a nice takeaway.
Yes, I'm actually going out for dinner. My daughter's taking me out for dinner for my
birthday. Oh, where are you off to?
We're off to a place called the Lobster Pot for lobster.
Oh, that's nice. I love them seafood boils. Have you tried them yet, where they've got the prawns and the lobster and all the eggs and everything in one bowl with all that sauce?
Well, I've got to say, I've not tried that. We love our seafood. I think you're a seafood fan too, then.
Yeah, Definitely. The only thing that I can't do, I don't know what it is. I think I've got a very bad phobia of it. It even kills me to say the word. It's tuna. I can't do it. I can't touch the tin. I can't look at it. I don't know what it is, but every other seafood, I love it.
Oh, I know. I like a bit of tuna, to be honest. Tuna's good. Right?
I can't. People in the office know. I can't do it. I can't. They know not to eat the lunch near me. And if they do, they do it on the D-Lo.
So does that mean you like a mussel in that tea then?
Yeah,
like
I love mussels. I love mussels. Love prawns.
Yeah,
love
okay.
Lobster, crab, the lot.
I'm magic. That's brilliant, mate. So
well, I hope you have a lovely meal today. You can breathe. Go and have, enjoy your meal. Enjoy the rest of your birthday. And leave it down to me. And I'll be in contact over the next few weeks, darling. Okay?
That's really quite amazing, Billy, if this all works out like you're saying. I'm really stunned. I'm shocked to you. Thank you very much for your time today. You've been very helpful. And
no problem. Thank you for your time as well.
Yes, you've been very helpful, very caring, and you've took the time to let me speak and that. You've been very helpful. Thank you.
No problem, darling. Thank you for your time, and I'll speak with you next week.
Thank you. Thank you, Billy. Goodbye.
See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.